yourself a snapper, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was a long process, but it was a good process. We really, you know, we did our due diligence with it, and we really like both of those guys. We both, you know, we all think that both of them could be an NFL caliber guy, and we just felt like Winchester just had the edge at the end.
What about him?
He's got all the tools. He's got a little bit more velocity on the ball, you know, and it's very little, but it makes a difference when Coker can get that ball in his hand and he doesn't have to rush, you know, because if we do get a rush, you know, it would have to speed him up if he had a slow snap. So it really came down to that.
Hey, what happened on the extra point the other night? Just a pull?
Yeah, he pulled it. It was a, you know, it's a field goal. I mean, it's a 33-yard field goal, and I'm glad he got it out of the way now. You know, it doesn't show up during the regular season. I mean, that's the way we're looking at it. You know, he yanked it. He came spun out of it. You know, just got to take a better line. You know, we'll fix it. There was nothing else. There's nothing with the operation, the snap, and the hole. We're all good. It was a strictly Cairo, but, you know, it's done now. He's got that out of the way. So.
But it just shows you the impact of the 33-yard.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's, you know, I really believe, you know, and I've said this before, I think the percentage of those kicks is going to go down. You know, I mean, last year I think 33-yard field goals as a whole was like a 95 or 96%, and I think it's going to go down because of the pressure that you're going to get from the field goal block team and then the pressure of actually making that one-point kick from a 33-yard distance. You know, it's going to be – I think it's going to go down.
Do you expect the number of extra points attempted is going to go down as well?
Possibly. You know, I mean, with the two-point, you know, deal, obviously, I mean, people are going to be, you know, more apt to try that and probably go down a little bit, I'm sure.
The decision at snapper kind of leaves your side, the starters in place, Cairo,
right.
Justin, snapper, D'Anthony, Nile. How do you feel about that group?
I think we're, you know, I mean, the fact that they're all coming back, I mean, that's a positive. And then hopefully we can keep a lot of those core guys that we had last year. I mean, this time of year is always it's rough, you know, because you have new guys coming in every year and a talented new guys coming in every year. And sometimes those other guys that you're counting on for the last 2 years, they get pushed down and then they get cut and then they get released. I mean, it happens. And then you just have to go with a new guy. But we're excited about the young players, you know, guys like Alexander and Rameek. You know, I mean, those guys, they're all going to be able to help us down the road. Frankie is, he's a solid guy. He's a great catcher, you know, although he did miss one. But, I mean, he's really a solid catcher. You know, he's going to get the first down. That's what we asked for, is to get 10 yards at least. He's probably not as dynamic as D'Anthony. That probably separates us two. But we feel comfortable with Frankie back there if D'Anthony got banged up a little bit. Also feel comfortable with Macklin back there, but Andy doesn't want to hear that.
Do you feel like there's more evaluation work on your part just because a lot of these guys who may or may not make the roster are going to end up playing special teams during the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they consider what we say, and you know, I mean, it's a collective thing. I mean, the offense has their say, defense has their say on guys, and then special teams is like the. Maybe a tiebreaker. You know, if we have a guys that are close, we're going to take the guy that has special teams ability over somebody else. And that's really what it comes down to. But in the end, whoever I have to get those guys ready to go. You know, that's just life as a special teams coordinator.
Dave, when you're helping make some of these roster decisions, what are going to be some of the key factors?
Guys that make plays, guys that are fast. I mean, speed is probably the number one thing on special teams that we look for. Not necessarily somebody that's probably the most instinctive player, but somebody that's fast and disruptive on special teams. Those are guys that you can work with and you can develop and turn them into really, really good special teams players. So that's what we're looking for. And John and his crew did a really good job of bringing in a lot of speed. So I think we're a lot faster across the board at all positions.